Wow, that feels like a loud microphone. I bet you can hear me, huh? So you have to wake up and pay attention. So I'm Judy Russell. I'm the Dean of University Libraries, and I'm delighted that you're all here this afternoon to help us celebrate Open Access Week. This is the fifth year that there's been an Open Access Week, and the third annual event that we've had here at the University of Florida to celebrate our own participation. There are going to be a few short presentations this afternoon, followed by some roundtable discussions, and we really encourage your active participation and engagement with us to help us formulate kind of where this university is and where it's going with open access. Several years ago, the University Library Committee decided that it wanted to champion open access for the campus, and it was actually a dean from IFAS who came forward and proposed that we set up an open access publishing fund to facilitate authors on the campus publishing in open access journals, and Isabel's going to share some more information about how that works. We have recently joined an organization called HathiTrust, which was founded by the University of Michigan and some of the other major research libraries in the Midwest, and who've been participating in the Google Books Project, and they have a big corpus of digitized books, which they are letting the public domain materials be accessible, but we're also cooperating with them in a project to look at the other books which might be in copyright and try to identify the ones that can be claimed as orphan works and therefore released so that we can expand the material that's in the public domain. We have a new scholarly communications librarian, Christine Ross, who's sitting here at the front table on my left, and that was one of Bernie Machen's jumpstart positions when he let us have 100 new faculty positions, and we were all competing for what are the new things we need to be doing, the innovative positions we need to have on campus, and that was one of the ones the libraries proposed and that was funded, so we were very pleased about that. We have hired a new digital services librarian, which will then allow Lori Taylor to resume her original intent of being a digital humanities librarian and work more closely with the faculty on their digital projects. We have an above average rate of publication from this university in Biomed Central, and that's of course one of the two premier collections in science of peer-reviewed science journals with very, very high impact factors that are open access. So we're very pleased to see that we have that level of participation coming out of our research and scholarship on this campus. We've recently participated with the Florida Center for Library Automation. The librarians in the room will know what that is, but it's a state-funded activity that supports the state university system, and they run our shared catalog and some other infrastructure, and they have recently begun to host the Open Journal software, and so we now have an ability through the university to support the publication of open journals, either developed by our own departments or where we have an editor or other person who has a responsibility for an open access journal that may be part of a different institution, but where there's a link to UF, and to be a platform for that, which we think will be an encouragement to start new journals, but also a way to be sure that the journals that we have move to a common platform and are really taken care of and managed effectively and cost effectively as well as intellectually effectively. We've also joined a coalition of open access policy institutions. We don't yet have an open access policy here, but the University Library Committee is working toward developing one for submission to the academic faculty. We'll be on the agenda for the December Faculty Senate meeting, so we hope you'll turn out and encourage your colleagues to come to really begin a discussion and an interactive process with the various colleges and departments about how we move forward. For those of you who are competitive in football and may care about these things, Florida State University just passed an open access policy, so I don't think we can let them stay ahead of us for very long. We've got to take charge. There is a conference with the interesting name Berlin 9. It's actually the ninth conference, the first eight having been held in Berlin, hence the name. But it's being held in Washington, D.C. in November, and Scott Niger, the chair of the Faculty Senate, is going to that meeting with me. And we're going to a whole workshop on developing open access policies so that I think he will come back prepared to take a leadership role through the Faculty Senate in helping us do that. So there is a lot going on. Some of you are very actively involved in it in your own academic areas. A number of you are working with us through the University Library Committee or by putting your scholarship in the institutional repository, which we're still trying to rename something that sounds a little bit more interesting. Institutional repository sounds a little deadly dull and dusty, but it is in fact a very vital place where you can post open access scholarship and have a stable URL that you can link to from your own website or list in journal articles or in your vita and know that that's going to be a stable URL and make it available worldwide. And certainly we find that very valuable. We have a link on the university homepage for open access, and that in turn links to several directories of open access journals. We've been really working, particularly in the humanities and social sciences, to get people to be more cognizant of what the open access journals are in their field. We're finding that people who work in the sciences have had more demands from NIH and others for a number of years to do open access publishing and are therefore both have more choices but also are better informed. So anything you can do in terms of taking that message back to your department and spreading the word for us would be very, very welcome. I think that we have a real opportunity here to start a dialogue with our faculty and to raise awareness and to get a broader commitment. And I think if people begin to look at open access as a way for them to protect their rights in their own research and in their own intellectual work, so that the first publication right may be given to a commercial journal, for example, but it doesn't then preclude their continued use of that in teaching, research, or other scholarship, that we really do have an opportunity to make UF scholarship much more broadly available. So we think it's, you know, sort of God's work. It's a cause in some ways, but I think one that really brings great benefit to the university and to each of the faculty who participate in it. So we're glad that you have interest in this and that you're here to listen, learn, and share with us, and then hopefully help us find other people in the university who need to be informed about this and who may be willing to work with us to move this through the university process. I'd be happy to take questions, if any, before we move on to the other part of the program. If not, then I'm going to turn it over to Isabel Silver, and she is going to tell you more about the Open Access Publishing Fund. So thank you again very much for coming.